My name is Pedro. Some people know me as Troy.
Pedro Las Vacas.
This is my friend Braun. We're here in our hometown of Atlanta, Georgia. And I don't know what are we doing here?
We're recording.
I think we're gonna
We're recording a CD.
Let's check it out.
It's our fourth or fifth full length, you know, if you count Call of the Macedon, Remission, Leviathan, Blood Mountain. So this would be our fifth full length. And we've gone through a transitional growing phase ever since, you know, Call of the Macedon. You know, each album has just sounded different and just kind of stepped it up a notch on each one.
We started to realize, you know, like when we started recording the record, that there was just a real vibe going on with a certain sound, and that we kind of needed to protect that and make it like, okay, well, this is like turning out to be more like this really kind of creepy classic rock sounding record. That's what the record's gonna be. That's the sound.
Yeah, you know, we just wanted to take this record a lot more seriously and really like be brutal on ourselves and just like make the best record that we could make.
You know, when we first started, we were fucking goddamn playing the fucking as fast as we could and screaming our heads off and shit. I mean, that's awesome. I enjoy that as well. And we're still gonna have that, and we'll always have that. But it's awesome that we can step back and sing and have melody and fucking do guitar solos. Who doesn't like to fucking play guitar solos? I mean, that's like to me, playing guitar solos is, I live for that, you know what I mean? Blood Mountain was a really hard album to make. It was difficult in the living conditions we were in.
I love Seattle and the city itself, but to be that far away from home on the entire other side of the country, and it was kind of stressful. We'd have to be there. We worked for 12 hours a day, every single day. And
for 2 months, five dudes sharing a fucking one rental car, living in two rooms and an extended stay for 2 months with a little kitchenette and eating ramen noodles, just hating life. God damn it. It was just absolute torture.
I knew that being here would be a lot easier. It's like, even if I spend 10 hours up there, it's only 20 minutes away from home.
This is way better because when we're not recording, you know, when we're not working, like literally, I'm just like, Brendan, I'm just gonna cruise home. I'm just gonna take off, you know, and I'm gonna go to wherever.
I guess we were all really stoked to find out that Brendan O'Brien was interested in working with us, because he works at a Southern Track Studios a lot, which is very convenient to all four of our houses. And of course, we've heard of his name for years and years. He's done a lot of amazing records that sound real raw and true to the band that he's recording. And we always like to have a pretty solid representation of what our live show is as far as recording goes. So he seemed like a good choice.
People were all like kind of flipping out, like, man, they're recording with Brendan O'Brien, they're gonna sell out, they're gonna be all radio friendly sounding, and it's not like that at all. I'm not looking to be any more popular as a band. I'm just looking to be a little bit more relaxed as a band and have like more of a classic rock tinge.
When we met up with Brendan to discuss possibly working together, he was real psyched about it and real enthused, and it's pretty evident of all the great stuff that he's done. Everything from Bob Dylan records to Bruce Springsteen to the first Black Crowes record. I think the end result will be a solid, pure, raw slab of Mastodon rock and roll.